Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. This is Bishop Evan A. Sutton. Tell us the name of your ministry, Bishop, if you would.
Word of Faith Ministry.
Okay. And give us a little history, a little background of that, and where you're located.
I'm located in Toledo, Ohio, 2911 Stickney Avenue.
Give us a little background, if you would.
Well, I started the ministry somewhere right around 13 years ago when the Lord prompted onto my heart to start a ministry and to have reach the community where there's much needed. And we had a small building across the street before we moved into the 2911, and we started that in the next to the beauty shop, and the Lord gave us a vision to start the ministry across the street where we purchased this other building that used to be a bindery factory, and we bought that from a guy that sold it to us, and we needed the space and room to be able to grow and expand our vision, and to do some more work, greater work than the smaller building that we had. But we're still in process of in construction on one side of the building where the outreach part of the church, and we're still working and trying to get more finances to complete the work. Amen. So We're there.
All right. Now, you mentioned programs. What are some of the programs that you've got going or some of the things you got coming up for 2020?
Right now, we got called the Youth Opportunity Program, and it's for the young teenagers. They're coming after school, and we have after school tutoring right now that's going on, and some activities for them, you know, to be active in, like games and different things, but most of all to give them something to do after school and to help them in keeping them out the streets. And it's also the program will also enable them to get a summer job after they have meet the requirements and complete their requirements of coming and attending and being participative of the program. And it's a great opportunity.
Sounds like it. Now, you mentioned that you've got things there for the kids. What had you completed last year? I know you did some things last year. Share some of those things that were successful that you completed last year.
Well, last year, we didn't, during the winter months, we didn't have too much going on because we was under construction. But during the summer months, we had the Feed the Children program. And that was 4 days a week. And that was, you know, we was able to, you know, and for the young, for most of the young kids to be able to have a meal and two times a day to be able to eat. And so we've done that. And it wasn't much activities other than what we may have put on just for a weekend outing, a weekend event for them.
Okay. Now, that's interesting. Now, do you find that in the Toledo area, I don't know what part of Toledo you're in, the greater metropolitan Toledo, but do you see that as a challenge where that there is a need for those kind of programs for feeding the children and things like that?
Yes, Bishop, it's a great need for them because a lot of the parents, they don't get enough government supplement to last them through the whole month. And they do come out pretty good to eat breakfast and lunch. And it's a great need because it's more of a poverty area. It's in the heart of the city, of the metropolitan. And we're there to reach out to them to be able to, to meet the needs, spirit, soul, and body. And one of the things to do is just in order to get a fish, you have to catch a fish. And this part of the program of feeding them and showing them that we do love them and care for them in the community is to meet some of that, the physical need.
Praise God. We've got a few minutes left, Bishop. While we're here, when we started this platform a couple of weeks ago, the idea was to share the good news across the world. Hallelujah. Pastor Tareen has joined us from Milwaukee. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor White. Share with us just for the next few minutes, just share some of the good news. So wherever they're at, if they aren't in the greater metropolitan Toledo area, at least they'll have heard the good news. Go right ahead.
Well, the good news is do what Jesus has commissioned us to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to be able to reach them with the love of Christ. It's all about Jesus' love is reaching humanity and man to save them. But you have to meet them where they're at. And we're there in that community, and we're trying to make a difference in that community of being who we are called to be, of the disciples of Christ. And being a disciple of Christ is knowing how to reach the lost. And to reach them, you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a strategy. And sometimes you give a person something they can't find anywhere else, they'll keep returning. And I know there's a lot of other programs that's around that help feed children and whatnot, but God's kingdom doesn't run out. God's supply doesn't run out. And we believe that as long as we are there, when everything else fails, God will still supply. God will come through. And we're there to do our commission and our work. Like Jesus says, work while it is yet day. And so we're there to continue to be there however God move and empower us to be able to do some things in the community that will make a difference. We are trying to put together some other strategic plans for that community to be able to reach others that's less fortunate. And then once we get them in, then we can, you know, share the gospel with them. And that is the whole sole purpose of planning the ministry, of is to reach them through the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he says greater works that you would do. And he was speaking by us as Christians by large, that greater work, if we learn to come together and collaborate with other churches or whoever that in that community or in the city or greater metropolitan Toledo here, that we can come together and reach the lost.
All right. So mm-hmm. Jesus is operating in Toledo, Ohio, huh?
Yes, he is.
All right. Pastor Tareen would say he's operating in Milwaukee. Dr. Carroll would say he's operating in Chicago and Indiana. Hallelujah. We give God all the glory. Why don't you go ahead and pray for us and give us again the address and how people can, if they're in the greater metropolitan Toledo area, they can come by and share and worship with you.
Yes, again, I'm located in Toledo, Ohio, 2911 Stickney Avenue, Word of Faith Ministry. You can join us. Our service starts at 11 o'clock and prayer meeting on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And if you happen to drive by or come through the Toledo area, we will be glad to embrace you and hopefully that we can be a service to you. So, Father God, we thank you for those that is out there, those that is in need of empowerment, enrichment, and greater love of Jesus, that we can bring forth and make a difference in this world. Father, we thank you for the service of time. We thank you for those that is trying to make a difference in all of our ministries and giftedness in the body of Christ. Bless us in our going and our coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. We've been talking with Bishop Dr. Kevin A. Sutton out of Toledo, Ohio. Dr. Larday from Toledo, Ohio has also joined us. Pastor Tareen White from Milwaukee's joined us. And Dr. Carroll and I want to thank you both, you and Pastor Terry, for hanging out with us and sharing with us the good news. This is the platform where we want to know, hallelujah, that you have heard the gospel, that Jesus Christ is alive and well, and that he's waiting on you to invite him in. Won't you do that? Come on and join us next time. We'll be back again with somebody. We'll be interviewing, sharing the good news. But if you're in Toledo, Bishop said, come on by 2911 Stickney on the north side of Toledo, not too far from downtown, and share the good news with them. Hallelujah. We'll be on the praise line tonight. The praise line tonight, 1-408. Let me look down here and get this number, because we're also on Facebook Live. 638-0968. 1-408-638-0968. And the access code is 559-447-4266. That's 8 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is Wednesday evening, and we'll be on tonight. Oh, hallelujah. They'll be praying and prophesying, whatever God leads them to do. And then tomorrow through Saturday at 8 p.m., there'll be 30 minutes of power praise. They'll be praising and praying. Oh, glory, glory, glory. And then Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at that same number at 7 a.m., we have morning decree and declarations. And then Thursday noon at 12 o'clock, we have the prayer. So come on and join us. Hallelujah. We want you to do what God's called you to do. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Bishop, any last closing comments?
No, Bishop. I believe I said it all.
All right. God bless you. Be encouraged. Thank you so much, Bishop. All right. To all our listeners and to all viewers on Facebook Live, go do what God's called you to do. Thank you for tuning in to Good News 7.